from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
French-influenced African-flavored Creole as spoken in today's Caribbean.
I mean, I was so happy some time ago to hear President Aristide speaking Creole at the United Nations.
It will not disappear in a short space of time. I take it as a given that it is a language.
Its recognition as one of the country's official languages would be quite in order.
The present status of Creole and where it's headed. That's the focus of this January 3rd edition of BBC Caribbean Report. I'm Ken Richards. The most significant development for Creole in the region in the last few years has been the change in government in Haiti. That's because that has switched the focus away from the autocracy of the middle classes to a different kind of concern about popular movements. In looking at the status of Creole in the Caribbean, Professor of Linguistics at the University of the West Indies, Lawrence Carrington, explains that this has resulted in the increase of the use of Creole for formal functions and public purposes.
That to me is a very important development, because what it means is that at the level of a state, there is an increasing recognition of the importance of communication in the vernacular. And that is one important development for the rest of the region. In the countries that are part of the French state, Martinique and Guadeloupe, the advances have not been as formally recognizable. What has been happening is that the language policy that is being pressed within the European Union is calling for greater recognition of regional languages. But when you interpret that within the state of France, the French become nervous, and the result is that the formal acceptance of experimental use of Creole within the education system in Martinique and Guadeloupe is no longer being well viewed. In St. Lucia, the government of St. Lucia is developing a cultural policy. And within that cultural policy, they are giving a very great importance to the Creole language, to its development and its use within the state. Dominica has not had as many formal developments. But all in all, in media, I think that the use of Creole within the mass media has been overall throughout the region one of the major developments that has taken place in the last few years.
Creole is second nature to most St. Lucians and Dominicans. Rukmin Maharaj looks at how the language is currently playing in these neighboring countries.
According to available statistics, there are an estimated 11 million speakers of Francophone Creole worldwide. And while some of them are in the islands of St. Lucia, Dominica, Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Haiti, almost close to 3 million live outside these Creole-speaking territories in North America and Europe. In Dominica, it's thought that Creole is at the crossroads, with the language in jeopardy if corrective measures are not taken now. Gregory Rabis is president of KEC, the Committee for Creole Studies. He worries that there's a decline in the speaking of Creole, particularly among young people.
That is why, at the Creole community level, building on the work that we have done over the years, for example, to standardize the language, develop a writing system, we can then now move to the stage where we can insert Creole language studies into the school curriculum.
In St. Lucia, Creole remains widely spoken by the majority of the country's people, and it's increasingly becoming a part of institutional life. Research work there has extended significantly into the formal education system. But the media is lagging behind, with concerns about whether media practitioners take sufficient time to study the language to use it effectively. But Creole does permeate all aspects of life in St. Lucia extensively, as chairman of the Folk Research Center, Amber Charles, has been explaining.
You can't have one calypso season without Creole being featured in a winning song or in most winning songs. Within the Christmas season, of course, Creole is fundamentally part of the tradition. You have International Creole Day, which has been extended to a whole month.
Back in Dominica, award-winning radio personality Felix Henderson hates giving interviews in English. He normally sticks to the Creole language, which he's been very instrumental in popularizing throughout the island.
Jordi, c'est jour Creole. Jordi would be J-O-D-I, the O with an accent on the O, for the O sound. Jordi, J-O-D-I, C. S-E, with an acute accent for the E sound, S-E-C, Jordi, C, Jou, J-O-U, Jou, Creole, K-W-E, acute accent, Y-O-L, means today is Creole Day. And you will see that Creole is very easy to spell, to read and write, because it's basically written as it is pronounced.
But is enough being done to put Creole firmly on the agenda as a recognized language? In St. Lucia's case, Amber Charles is hoping for additional progress.
There are some strategic decisions and moves that need to be made to ensure all the work which has been done bears more fruits.
Creole is now spoken in the St. Lucian Parliament, but Mr. Charles is calling for government support of networking activities to ensure that the impact of the Creole diaspora is felt more in St. Lucia. And he believes that Dominica's annual Creole Music Festival should find more support among St. Lucia's rank-and-file people with a Creole attitude. KEC's Gregory Rabis affirms that the critical selling point for Creole is the language as it relates to cultural and national identity.
Creole has to be kept alive because of its cultural value and relevance to our people.
Gregory Rabes. Raphael Confian lectures at the University of the French West Indies and French Guiana in Martinique. He teaches Creole literature there and has written several books in Creole as well as French. Confian's main purpose is to fight for the preservation and development of the Creole language throughout the Caribbean. He belongs to a 25-year-old research group on Creole studies known as JEREC. Raphael Confian knows well, as he told me, what Creole means to the average Martinican and Guadeloupean.
The first attitude is to reject Creole as a patois, as an underdog language. They perceive it as a language coming from slavery. But in the same time, our peoples are proud of having constructed, having built a different language from the dominant one. The same person may be pro-Creole, and 2 minutes later, the same person may be anti-Creole.
How widely spoken is it in the French Antilles?
In the French-speaking island, the majority, 99% of the population, speaks Creole.
But how can it come into its own in a country where French is the official language?
I cannot hide that it is a very difficult fight. But anyway, it is part of the fight that we, the nationalists of Martinique, Guadeloupe, and French Guiana, it is part of the fight we are waging for political independence.
But does the fact that independent activists embrace Creole make it more popular or less acceptable?
It makes it more popular because you have a tendency toward nationalism.
In the 70s and beyond, Dominican music known as Cadassan, which paved the way for the Zouk of the French Antilles, fed on Creole lyrics and became very popular. It's an acknowledgement Maracas d'Or Award winner Ophelia is comfortable with.
It has allowed us to penetrate Guadeloupe, Martinique, Cayenne. France recognizes and has adopted our music as being part of their own heritage.
What's your own favorite tune in terms of a song where the Creole lyrics are really biting?
I like I Dominique, where the language is very simple and yet the imagery is so rich. I Dominique, Meoka Plewe, Zeoka Kule, Cheoka Washe. And I think people understand the lament and the need to protect the country from the people who seem to be trying to destroy it.
If you're not familiar with the name Paulette Louise and a long-time involvement in promoting and developing Creole, you can be forgiven for asking why the St. Lucia's Governor General insists on using Creole in a formal setting as often as she can. But Dr. Louise, now well-established as head of state, has no apology to make for that.
In my throne speech, I do deliver certain sections of it in Creole. I have done that for the past 2 years. Any messages to the nation, I do try to do it in both languages. I remember in my Journée Creole address immediately after my appointment, I thought, well, since it was Journée Creole, it was perhaps the most obvious thing to do, to address the nation in Creole. And some, I would say, almost irate gentlemen called to, you know, to express a bit of concern at the fact that the Queen's representative was speaking in Creole. I had to draw to his attention that, well, yes, though I may be the Queen's representative, I'm also head of state of a Creole-speaking country.
Dr. Paulette Louise, one development of note being hailed in St. Lucia is publication of a Creole Bible, specifically the New Testament. The group behind that project, which became reality last October, is the Summer Institute of Linguistics. Institute spokesman Dr. David Frank describes it as a long-term project now bearing fruit.
We started by translating Old Testament Bible stories, and that was preparation for going on to the New Testament. I would say that the project on the New Testament started about 13 years ago and just finished this year.
But why a Creole version of the Bible? How useful is this going to be or proving to be?
In St. Lucia, there's already interest in the Bible. There's enthusiasm for Creole, and so we're just putting the two things together. We believe that people do want to hear the scriptures in Creole and that they understand them better. We've gotten a lot of feedback.
So it is actually being used?
Most times people can't read it immediately. They have to have some introduction to the writing system. And so that's what our emphasis is right now. We're going around to each individual church, and we're offering lessons on how to read Creole, and then making the Bible translation and other Creole publications we've done, we make those available.
And from St. Lucia to the Bahamas, as indicated earlier by Professor Lawrence Carrington, Haitian Creole developments are helping push the language forward. Migration has taken the Creole to other parts of the Caribbean and further afield. The Bahamas is just one example, as Orrin Gordon found out.
Hurricane Floyd was approaching the Bahamas in mid-September. The Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas kept everyone informed, and for the first time, this included the substantial Haitian community living in the country. Early updates in English were followed by warnings in Creole, allowing everyone to prepare for the massive storm. Creole is getting more play on the private airwaves as well. Two stations now broadcast paid half-hour programs in Creole once a week. The shows are designed to inform, educate, and give Haitians in the Bahamas a voice. Most Haitians, especially young people born and brought up in the Bahamas, speak English as well as they do Creole. And so the onus has always been on them to communicate. But more and more Bahamians are taking it upon themselves to learn Creole.
The Creole language is making progress, as you may have gathered from today's program. But will it ever become the region's second language? Professor Lawrence Carrington.
What we are likely to have is that there will be more people learning those standard European languages, French, Spanish, Dutch, English, rather than learning the Creole. I think the Creole will remain an informal second language, but I don't think that it's likely to move to a level of formality.
However, whether it's the Bible being quoted or a proverb being shared, for some, conversing in Creole will always be a refreshing exercise.
Bon Dieu te telma aime ces gens la terre.
Langage nous, langage maman nous, langage Saint-Lucien, qu'ai trouvé place là, il mérite.
But are there hopes for the language shared by some of Caribbean Report's stringers in the region who just don't understand or speak the Creole?
Good grief, sac of fête!
Ça, ça y est, ou que tu es mué, chat pas là, wat kabaibal.
Moi pas moun Creole.
Ma ka parle Creole, mais voin l'impon.
ni pran de côté assi la tête pour moi ça peut aller.
And he's hoping that, like Lou Smith, many a non-Creole-speaking person wants to learn the language. I'm Ken Richards, saying goodbye from London.
And to say, Zil de Zati.